This morning, shall we turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. And we'll read verse 21 to 23. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, which shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. This morning I want us to think about Christ the God-man. Christ the God-man. And in this chapter, as we read through before, I mean, we realized that there were a lot of names that we were just calling them. And okay, the emphasis Christ. Now, make us say, my name is Matthew in Sempano, a TED kind of. You say, Dean and your Bob would be brave, so. And see, your best friend's right in your mind. Ninia, who and Faso be brave, Emma, so see you. Now, your best friend, verse 21, echo 23, and then your best one okay. And you know, as I was reading this chapter, I just had a thought of a thing of men of renown, men who had names while they lived on earth, and their names are recorded in history that we're able to read about them, and often their works are being told. And you know, if you look at this first chapter of Matthew, names are written, and you know, in history, somebody like Alexander the Great is known that he conquered almost the whole world. Whenever you read about Alexander the Great, that idea comes into my mind whenever we hear his name. Or even in our own country, when you hear the name of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, you think of the first president of Ghana, the one who led Ghana into independence. The American say, see, a dream, Nipa, we are seeing Oma Yebibia, Oma Beji Dinyako, a show say Alexander the Great. And when we come to this chapter, according to the gospel according to Matthew, the genealogy of Jesus Christ is given us, and it's the genealogy of him according to the flesh. That is what we have here. Christo now omo ofi o ma se awon to ato aso e okunam fam na ya tro e wa ha. But what we have here, each name has a peculiar history in the Old Testament. Each one of them, if you go back, like the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the 12 sons of Jacob, if you go Genesis coming to Israel, you know their history. I mean, through them, we have the nation of Israel. And if you come to, we have also among them some Gentile converts. In verse 5, we have someone of Rahab, and we have that of also Ruth. And we have their history in the Old Testament about Rahab, Jericho. If you, whenever you hear of Rahab, you remember Jericho, when she was saved there. If you remember Ruth, you also remember Naomi, when she left her people to join Naomi to Jerusalem, to Judah, to Naomi's country in Israel. And there, from him, Jesse's father came from, that side, and also David also came. So you see, the names are full of history. If we should pick each one of them, we will learn so many things about them. The air can say, Dina Yakenkani, and Niakwa, a Old Testament, Pamdada Nimua. And I mean, Michelle says, share a journal to say Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, any of Mumbano, the matter of no way, and what? Your core Genesis and idea, and who's the Mibrio? Omuna, and Nam Sono, Israel, for Bayer, my Omufium. And the Abba, you were Nipebinsum, no, my Amanamanim, Amanamanim for Omun, Israel, for a bit to say Rahab, I know Jericho. ah, ye je no fi ho, and obi say Ruth, ah, we jaa den call for den ho be kan na o mi ho a, o call Israel man mo, o ko kan Israel for na se, mpo na ehu se, King David ni papa fi na King David o nso e fi ho. Then we come to the near share ahemfo nso a see so David mo, ene Solomon mo nya ho nsem wo, ya twa Old Testament, apam da mo a obi a o kasa wo su a, o be hu emu nsem bebre. So in Matthew Gospel, we have Jesus' patrilineal history. While in Luke, we have that of her matrilineal. Then you can say, oh, share Matthew, Hanoa, a chef, baby, Jesus Christ, ne papa, Joseph, Nasifie. And I'll call Luke, and so a chef, Mesma, ne mame, Asifie. But Ninya Bumwa, a chef, baby, about Jesus Christ. But each person that is recorded in this part of Scripture, it just tells us they were just mere humans who lived and died. Each one of them. Whatever thought you have about them, whatever history that was written about them, it's just that they were men like us and they also lived and died. Okay? But when we talk of the name of Christ given in this part of Scripture, it's not just for this purpose. Yes, Christ came to live as a man and he was also God, but he came to live as a man and he died. But his is beyond that. The names given to Christ here shows the purpose for which he came, and his also his nature, his divinity, and also the work of redemption. Dear Demak used to all, you can verse 21 to 23. 21, I say, Yesu, and now 23, I say, I come say, your friend Emmanuel, Yakupoma, or Nye, Ewaha. And I guess I didn't mean me, extra Bakucha, Jesus, not share, the Juman or Bayet, say, or Jifo. I'll bet you the call for a few bonimo. And I hear Emmanuel, so I need Emmanuel, which is a Yanko Ponwa or Horada, and so before the part is that Dimino. I do my use to know, and yet any hoqua, and yes, I'll bet maybe as soon as we are. Extra, Nijumo Bedi, and Nisua Oye. What we are talking about is that the names that are given to Jesus here, Jesus Christ here, has, I mean, two important things we can think of. Jesus speaks about his work. He came to come and die for sinners on the cross to purchase for their redemption. And Emmanuel means that he was God before he even came to take on a human nature. And when he came on it, he was still God. And that the meaning is about God with us. God coming to tabernacle with his creation. So both are meant to teach us great truth. So we will look at his work as our Savior. As I said, this name gives us two things to study about. His work and also his nature. So we'll study these two things. That's why we have God, man. He came, the work that he came to do, he came to take our nature as man so that he can accomplish that work. And yet, he could do that because he was God. Without that, he couldn't have, take our nature and accomplish the work he came to do. So it is very important to know about Christ. So you see, some people have that false motive that, he was man. And Christ is no God. No, until you understand these two nature of Christ, you will never know Christ. You can't say yes, he was God, but he was also man when he came on earth. So his work as our Savior, Jesus, the name means Savior, as the same verse teaches that, behold, the virgin shall be with, verse 21, and that shall bring forth a son, and that shall call his name Jesus. The reason is for he shall save his people from their sin. That's the reason. His name is Savior. He shall save his people from their sin. So we shall observe that those that Jesus saved from sin are not saved temporarily, but spiritually and eternally from their sin. That's the first thing we think when we think of him as saving his people from their sin. He does not save them temporarily for a time and leave them in their sin, but he saves eternally. He saves permanently. He saves forever. It is permanent. In Psalm 48, verse 8 and 9, we read that for the redemption of their soul, though the context was talking about, it was talking about nobody can give anything to redeem his soul. But the truth is this. See that for the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever. Those who are redeemed by the blood of Christ, their redemption ceases forever. It's permanent. When Christ saves people from sin, it's permanent. They can say, Christo, yeah, so ya jankwanoa. Na oji ni pe fi boni mu a oji ni pe fi boni mu mreka krebe na unja omu na omu to mu boni mu biun ebise ni din se obeji ni nko ofo fi omu boni mu ene se se oji omu e fi boni mu ankasa boni no oji fi omu hu da omu nko to boni mu biun oji omu fi boni mu kra o ma boni enye omu achefa biun why is it that he's able to do this? Because he finished this work on the cross of Calvary. When he said, it is finished. The work of redemption was finished. When Christ died on the cross, when he hung there, when he took our nature and they reviled him and they crucified him on the cross of Calvary, our redemption was complete. So if Christ saves and he leaves me, then should he come and die for me again? No. When he saves, he truly saves. He saves forever. Well, he died once, Christ lives forever. So the work was finished when he said it was finished. And another important truth that confirms the permanency of those he saves is this. In Colossians 3:3, we are told that, believers, we are told that, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Your life. The life that Christ, when he washes away my sin, he gives me a life. And that life is hid with him in heaven. How can I lose that life? Those that he saved from their sin, the life that he gives them, it is hidden with God, with Christ in God in heaven. So, how can that life be lost? That life can never be lost. The yes, I'm so happy and say, "Se Christo, Ejia, or who ni pefi ni bwani hoa, or man enkwa, na sa or man enkwa wufre, na sa enkwa no Bible chere say, ye si o Christo mu, ye si wanyaku o Christo mu, eswa hime mu. Enu ne chere say, ne kure enkwa jia no e oho, enkwa jia ojia, When we talk of something that is hidden, you and I, when we have money in the house, we keep it in a place, we cover it. Except our robbers come there to steal it or something like that. But think of heaven. And your life is in heaven. Who can break in? Christ himself told the people that, look for treasures in heaven. There no robber, no thief can break in and steal. Look for your treasures in heaven. There, nothing can happen to it. And that is the life he gives to those that he saves. Those that he saved from sin, he gives them a life. And that life is hid with Christ in heaven. And people sometimes think that, oh, you can, as I say, you can be saved and lose your salvation. That salvation that can be lost is not by Christ. But for the Bible says, those that he saves, their redemption ceases forever. They are saved and their life is hidden in him. That is what we are doctrine called the perseverance of the saints. Those who got their life with Christ, they shall finally be. They will never be lost. They will be kept secure. Their salvation is safe. They will never be lost in the hand of Christ till he comes to take them from this world. That's the precious truth to everyone who is saved. And also, it's an encouragement for everyone who wants to come to Christ. Because when my life is given, when he gives me that life, he washes away my sin. I'm saved forever. I'm free forever. No chains of sin will hold me. God will not punish me again for my sin. God has taken everything away. He has given me a life that is hidden in heaven. Jaye can say, Christo, ojia, okure boni efio, omaya mkwa. Na meka say, mkwa no babo no chese. Ye si sa mkwa no adia maya no, eo Christo mu oswa hime mu. Na meka say, ekwa ni pa ye uska, ye jisye bebiya. Ebiya, ewifu nebeti ya bebu ababefa. But ye try si, ye somu yi maya nira. Na meka say, Jesus na mpo ka kire nko Israelfo no fo he said omo hwehwe ejapade oso ahime na ho no ewini ene oproye eni ho eno ni sankwa na ho ka no so odo hobe ma Kristo no odo bo ne acho no ma sankwa no eno ene ejapade odo acho oso ahime eno ene kire so nya nkwa untumi hwere wo nkwa ebim ka so nya nkwa betumi ahwere nkwa mu nti nkwa je nsem no ase those that Christ save from sin he gives a life. And now because I know you're in church, I can say, I want to for now, Christo Tio Mohono. I'm back to us, I want to for whom we do a strike. One of the doctrines, the perseverance of the saints, is in this. Our life is in Christ, it's not in our own hands. He keeps and he will keep us till we are out of this world. We shall also observe again that they are not saved in their sin, but from their sin. Christ, we are told that Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. The AFB will say, he saved them from their sin. From the guilt and punishment of sin. The power and dominion of sin. In Psalm 103:2, we read that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. If you are saved, if I am saved, if you are saved, He has what? He has taken away my sin. From the, like, east and west, they can never come together. They will always be east and west, so long as there is sun. Separate them. So that, and how does this, how does he remove this? It is based on what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary. His own blood. He washes and he takes it away from those that he saves. So, that is it. He does not save them. He takes them away from their sins. So their sins are separated from them. So how he saves sinners? He saves us from the guilt of sin by washing us in his own atoning blood. His precious blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary, which he will never shed it again. So that when he touches a sinner, he is saved and saved forever. He saves us from the dominion of sin by putting in our heart the sanctifying spirit that keeps the saints to persevere. Or do you know who are born who in whom God try to come him? And on a ma a hotel for no twelve so a coso a diboneso no mudin kunim. I want me sure mo enqua. If you say so I am one my share, then you're the becoso. He keeps us by his sanctifying spirit, who daily washes us, sanctifies us, moves us to works of holiness. Moves us to obedience, moves us to love God more day after day. And so we will know that whoever is saved, yes, in the beginning he starts little by little, but as he grows in Christian life, he becomes more loving to God, more obedient and more holy, and he begins to have more growth in the spirit. So anyone who claims to be a Christian and does not grow in this capacity, there should be a question mark on that. That whoever claims to be a Christian, because the work that he does, even when we are born into this world, do we still become do we still remain baby for so many years? No, we grow. So we feed on the word and all the means of prayer and other things. We grow in the spirit and become strong in the faith. So the sanctified spirit helps us. He saves us from the presence of sin when he takes us out of this world to rest with him. Yes, in this world, believers will struggle with sin day after day. But immediately a believer dies, he's saved from sin. There's no sin appearing before him. As we are told in the Psalms, they say that the death of his people are precious to him. The death of the righteous is precious to the Lord. You see, death is a sorrow to the world because worldly people have no God and they have no hope. So when death comes, then all that they know is tears and loss. But not to the believer. Death. It's again, as Paul said, that he wished to be out of this body, to be with the Christ. He said, to die is gain. But is death gain to you? Is death gain to you? If you are a believer, you should be happy that one day, when you are out of this world, sin shall be no more. But if you are not a believer, it should be something that should move your heart to seek after Christ, because death will be your sorrow. And you become hopeless when death approaches. And he also saves us from the penalties of sin when he shall give us a glorious body at the last day. When finally, even those who have died and their souls are with him, he joins their bodies to their souls. And then, finally, our bodies will be changed, those of us who are saved. And then we shall have that glorious body. That sin shall never be a temptation to us. That we shall never have anything to do with this world. And that we shall ever live with him forever. This is how he saves sinners. And this is how he preserves them. He doesn't just save us and just leave us to ourselves. So we are saved from sin forevermore. Even now, when you come to Jesus Christ, you are saved from sin forever because he put in place things that will not sin taint you again. And as I said before, many deceive themselves who wallow in their sins and yet claim to be saved. No. Pride, lust, envy, hatred, lies, profanity, had dominion of many, and yet they call themselves Christians. Look around us, when we move around, I work in the house, in the homes, our workplaces. Many claim to be Christians, but how do they portray their Christianity? Are they people who are, victorious over sin, or people who are just, at the beck and call of sin? That should tell you what these people are. So this is the main purpose of Christ coming to this world, to save us, to save sinners from sin, to save us from our sin, and not to leave us to ourselves. We shall also observe that Jesus is the only comforting name to heavy laden sinners. Those who have seen their sinfulness, those who have seen that indeed they cannot do anything with their sin, Jesus' name is comforting because He is the one who can save them from their sin. Mention all the religious leaders we have in this world. Mention them. Which one of them can save a man from sin? None. Their teachings can teach men to do this or that and that. But who can really pay for sinners and their punishment? It's only Christ. They can say, Christo din peneye arachichre e dinye ma omu abwane ato omusu abwane achichre omu a ompeso omu fi omu boni. Na mika se she, esuma wo wia se mu niya. Emu pe na emu omu diye ni munu betu miya ji obi fi boni. Obi eni ho. Omu tu miya chere nyoma bi miya ye ni ade. Pase obi di ni pa fi boni. Obi eni ho. Christo pe. Christo pe. Fi se, ni di ni se obi di ni nko fo e fi omu boni. So those who desire salvation from sin must draw near to God through Jesus Christ, through and by repenting and pleading for pardon through Jesus Christ. Do you desire to be saved? Come to God through Jesus Christ. Come and ask Him, because He has given His Son. He set Him forth. In Romans, said that God has set Him forth to be propitiation for sin by faith in His blood. So what are you waiting for? If you desire salvation, come to God through Jesus Christ. It is His work, and He desires to show mercy. You know, one character of Christ that He loves to show mercy. He's moved with compassion whenever He sees sinners. I mean, in the gospel, we see that Christ had compassion on the people when He saw that they were like sheep without shepherd. They were wandering about, and He had compassion over them, and He pitied them. And many He has pitied. We have a history in the Bible. Because why does He have such a pity upon sinners? Because He's not come to the world to condemn the world when He came earlier. He came to save sinners. And that we have in John chapter 3 that God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. The world through Him might find mercy. Sinners might find mercy through Jesus Christ. So as it is now, His mercy is still available. But the day is coming that shall be no more if you do not come to Him even today. So finally, we shall also look at that. We must know that the humility of Christ must humble you to come to Him. Why do you have to come to Him? Look at His humility. Let me tell you a little about that. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Glory, the God Himself, who has made everything, humbled Himself to take our human nature, to redeem human race. It's a great thing. Glorious, God as Himself. You think about that. That God Himself should come so low to take our nature. Not even the nature of angels. Angels' natures are glorious than us. They can do many wonderful things. And they can do things superabundant. But He did not take the nature of angels, but He took our own nature. The nature of a fallen man, a nature like you and I. Yet, only that He was not a sinner. But all the weaknesses of man, He had. All the weaknesses of man, He had. He took our nature, flesh and blood. You know that many people have great titles on themselves. But you know, Christ, when He came to this world, He was called the Savior of sinners, the friend of sinners. He was not, spoken about, He was the friend of Caesar, or He was the friend of the rich people in the world. He was the friend of sinners. Sinners, so base as any sinner. He was the friend of sinners. And He condescended with no pomp. Look at how He came to this world. His beginning was like, as we are told in Isaiah, that like a tender plant, which can be blasted by any wind. Like a tender plant. You see, when a plant comes out very little, it is subject to so many destructive effects. But Christ came as such. Look at, He came from a despised town of Nazareth. When Christ came, Nazareth was a despised place. It's like a ghetto. What good can come from Nazareth? He was also carried in the womb of His creature. Think about that. God Himself being carried in His creature's womb. Such a thing. He came so low so that He would be carried in the womb of His own creature. And also, look at where He had His baby crib. In a what? Animal feeding trough. He did not come with a pomp. He came as low as the lowest of all men because of our sin. God should humiliate Himself in such a way to come. And yet, man, look, he listened to the gospel, and it's nothing to them. And you know, his family too was known as a poor family. Oh, we know his father, Joseph, carpenter's son. That's what they called him. He took God, I mean, took on this. The American is like, Christo, Mesuma, or Brand, who wants to say, no, far, at a tail, a new woman said, Obama, or to me about Jay, born in. I'll say, a ma, a chum now to me back Christo. If we say, Yakupon, our boy, we are seeing your eye. So, Ojan, the new yam to honor, buy not, or be share, or by real, or by fire, any baby. I'm far, even above was above one way. Abode a omo ho e de omo ye omo omo ahode omo nyansa omo bibi ase ni papa anfa no ofa nipa wahwe ase obonim nisu na ode ode ba wi ase ofa nipa wahwe ase na me che che bu se wan ba wi ase se obi a ye gbon twene e frafra no ase bi a nipa kase ye bi bada bi e hwe eku ofis ofi Nazareth na me se tam oba Nazareth na ye kura ye mbunu kura ba kase bi a o geto bi I mean of get to another that normal friend. A crown will be a nipano almost will be before any hobby if another taba. And I did the tossibu. See Uncle Pon or no abonipa or Timbers Nipan Casa or Bonnie of Room. Eh, dear, eh, why? So Nipa a funa or Bonagasa, and not a crying Uncle Pon or Yakura. And now a castle, ye won't umpono. I have found a castle and a won't crazy, you top a baby and punk rabbit them. When you e die emboa didi mu no a e die omodun an egum na e de grass mu enum na e hyehye na ni tun we hu se yakopon otumi ebre no ho ase se obo be sa die we se me no ye boni ntia enso nipa be se den de fasa ase me die ti se na yakopon so mudi Christmas e comfort dwen duane na ni je hu. And yet the Christ himself whom they are so called celebrating Christmas, they don't know him. This is Christ. He was kept in the what the feeding through. And you shouldn't be saying so. No, me here for. I'm going to go. And yet Joseph carpenter abandoned not. Just said they don't even respect him. And that is how he came. He made himself as low as this to reach us with his great salvation. Equal with God, yet he made himself of no reputation. As I told in Philippians, he was equal with. But he did not. I mean, he made himself of no reputation. He did not suffer all this for our worldly prosperity. That's what people are also getting it wrong. People think that, oh, Christ was poor so that we can be rich. His riches, his spiritual riches, is not the worldly prosperity. If it were to be worldly prosperity, Christ wouldn't have come. Because people, I mean, those who don't care about God have much of the worldly goods. Those who, I mean, if you go to Arab countries, they don't worship God, but they are rich. Christ came not for worldly purpose. So if you are seeking Christ for worldly prosperity, you will never have him. You will never know the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The American said, Christ one bread who has was an man said, Obama ye di wease and your many is called wease na ye after we ask that be say we mua ka Christumba. Now we said nipa we ask omu crampo and bonya me then penya me din penya me asked omuska omu we ask your many asking Christo for. She said anointi dear ka Christo come back prayer. In America said so who pay we are saying your mighty now pay Christo and they were failing. And they waiting. Christo or by so by a cry and confibone. He came to save our souls from sin. That is why he came. So are you seeking Christ? Seek him in this way. Come to him in repentance and ask him. Because that is the reason why you took our nature. Christiano, not brand in chain, not pay mufreno. You're born in tia, and you be a and you we are saying your macra. And like Christo by. So I'll move to my next point, which is his nature. We have seen his name as Jesus, as we are told that, for he shall save his people from their sin. And the next verse we read is verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. They did way so extreme. No crap, pa, biso, Christo, and I've got a chenisu, say Christo, no, you see, or any packet. This is Emmanuel, God with us. This is Emmanuel, God with us. And you know, the Bible is full of many verses that tells us what Christ was, a complete man and also complete God. Our Savior, he was that. The infinite divinity and finite flesh. Sir, Yankupon wa, Onye Rie, Yankupon wa, Yen to me, Enhuni, Nekese Kura, Ensi, So ordinary hobe bo nipa a ye wo wie ye ye wo ye ye ntumi enye kese sa na obe baako na he became one, and yet his divinity was not diminished. It did not make his divinity less. He was the second person of the Trinity. Say Christ to obe befa nipa su no as the son is su a ye yakopon and teso baako kra oda su ye Christo a ye ye ka Trinity a yakopon a o nipa ye ka so nipa miensa yakopon eja yakopon ba yakopon konkon no ono o ye mfimfim Jesus Christo no ye God the Son, and yet he came to join himself with our human nature so that his human nature did not become God. No, his human nature said ni person no befa anu ameda yakopon the yakopon na o dada. His human nature never became God. Neither did his God who became human nature. They were joined together. They were two things that were joined to become one. They were tied together so that miraculously the divinity of Christ and his humanity were united, not separated. So you cannot think of him as man without thinking of him as God. You cannot think of him as God without thinking of God. His work and his nature are joined together. But we have to look at each one of them that way. But many people get it wrong. There are so many verses. It's not time for Bible studies. We are going to see his part where we are told that, he's man and the part that he's God. But that is what the Bible teaches. Again, the name Emmanuel signifies the whole mystery that God with us. God had a nature like our own. Jesus had a nature like our own in all things, only without sin. His human nature was like our own, only that it was without sin. It was pure, like when Adam was first created. Adam was first created without sin. He was pure. Yet Adam was not God. That was the nature of Christ. The Holy Spirit put in the womb, the body of Christ. God formed it anew. And that's the nature he's giving to believers. So that when we also finally we are taken out of this world, that would say, when we shall see Christ, we shall be like him, because he will give us. For now, he has given us a spirit to keep us. But finally, our bodies will be changed. We shall be like him forever. As I said, though Jesus Christ was with us in human flesh and blood, he was at the same time the most glorious God. The Bible teaches us that Christ could be weary, hungry, and thirsty, weep, groan, and feel pain like us. Bible can Bible be a Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ did it. Maybe we pray or sing it. Ah, excuse me. I didn't nipa. Inya, I told you so much. Excuse me, nipa. Yes, because it's not. It's not my nia. So, by all these weaknesses, we see the man Christ Jesus. We see the nature he took on him when he was born of the Virgin Mary. Yet, we also find in the same Bible that Christ knew what was in the heart of men. The here can say, Christo, obreye, odidiye, opnepneye, oye nioma ite nipa nia ye. And so, nini actually? Ni hanso she Bible. My Bible chance say. No nim de woni pa ko ma ni pa dream ono pa ni obi onim sa de obi antumi hwe de e se eyi ye papa mo e tete form se treat se bo frag me pe mu ahwe e fe se nipa nim de woti pa dream oni obi na mo moti sen so an chere de ona dream mu a untumi huda. But God Jesus was God. He could know that. He know what is in the thought and mind of people. He had power over demons. He could raise the dead. He could forgive sins. He spoke to the sea to calm it. Who can do that? He walked on the sea. He was worshipped by the angels. He allowed Thomas to call him my God. In John 20:28. People sometimes say, Jesus never claimed to be God. Thomas said, my God. Yes. So he said, my God. He was God. And said before Abraham was, I am. Abraham, I will woo Mary Abraham as a Christ. But see, we can't change that. Abraham, time or no, not me, me, oh. A mystery. This tells you that Christ was not, born. Then he became God. And no, he was before even Abraham, their father, before every creation. If you go to Colossians, say that he was before all things, and all things in John chapter 1 was made by him. Yes, so you born. When God said, "Let there be light," it was Christ, the second person of the Trinity. And he said that, "Let us make man our own image." It was the Trinity conversing among themselves. Tell my uncle, say, a hymbra, Christo Aneka. Christo, he is the one who created all things. All things were made for him. And yet he submitted himself to come to this world because of our sins and to take our nature. Now let also reflect on his suitability of, as our Redeemer. Yes, he was God and he was man. But how was he suitable to be our Redeemer? Because his work was to save us, to redeem us from our sin. In God's covenant, the covenant of grace, which God himself covenanted with himself to come and save us before the foundation of the world, Jesus Christ undertook to be the mediator between God and man. Even tamu kura no anani panya bwani yangu pondi atu wose ni pai bwani yaba beji ni pa efi ne bwani eno yangu pondi dream yangu pondi peni nimsaadi yana Kristo dinu si yoso baba ye intemjene ni amaye ni yangu pondi. When we read 1 Peter, it says that chapter 1:18-20. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold and from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, without spot. This part is very important. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in this last time for you. Sir Christo by obedience, or say, at least you home, I say, we are saying. It's not a mystery. Christ was ordained to be the Savior of the world before the foundation of the world. So the mind of God and his workings are the same. What God has taught to do and what God does is the same. So that's the mystery of who God is. There's no today or tomorrow with him. God, there's no 100 years or thousand. Obviously, that 1,000 years are the same as the day. A day is like 1,000. There's nothing. So what people think that how we think, oh, how could God put Christ there? Then nobody was there. He was man was not created and man was not. Have said that no. The wisdom of God passes all knowledge. Let man conjecture. Ni pangen gwe nyoma bebre ho. En sesa Yakobo ni jimo yeda. The Yakobo adwen so be enwa no be. So he was in every way suitable and proper to be a redeemer. Being man, the right of redemption belonged to him. In the time of Israel, when somebody maybe he owes somebody and he has to be taken to serve. A relative of the person can go and pay for the cost, and then he'll be released. He has bought him back from his slavery. The other guy said, Israel form reno. So, Obi the car, now, so he been asked, for a Senecan, Uncle, I say, I cry, Hanan and Anomyevi. Deep, it's with the Obi corner, I see Uncle Summon, and I think Chias I can. And now, Namra was saying, Munipa, Ebba, not so bit, Obisho Chiaka, which means Chiaka, no, I bet me a Jinipano. It is the same way like what Christ has done for us. We have been sold under sin. But he took our nature. He became our kinsman. He became one with us. And he purchased that with his own blood. So that he can go to his father and give us a ransom for our souls. That's what he has done. He became our kinsman. And not just a kinsman. As God, he was mighty and able to perform that a requirement to redeem us. So, on yin yang kupon wa, impo no kwa yi nipa no. On to me in tuya sa e kano ma. Because nipa, only God knows what. Man don't know what sin really is. We just know few things about sin. But God, Christ being God, knows what sin really is. And really knew what God requires. And they perfectly paid for it. He became us. Being man, he had something to offer as a high priest. Remember in the Old Testament, when God instituted his worship for the Israelites, the Israelites cannot worship him without sacrifices. Because they were sin. If you go to Leviticus, you see the kind of sacrifices they have to make. They were even sacrificed for sin of ignorance. When you were passed and you heard the people cursing, you have defiled. You have to offer sacrifice for that. When you come to your senses. They were also even leprosy of the wall, of the dress. Or when they are, you have to, there should be a cleansing for that. Which were pictures of various sins in our life today. But we will not go there. So that Christ, as a high priest, has something to offer. The high priest in the Old Testament were offering for the people. Any sin they have done, they have to offer the sacrifice, either peace offering, a burnt offering, or, wave offering, whatever. Christ himself was a great high priest. He could what? Offer that thing for us. And as God, he could make that sacrifice valuable and effectual to save us to the uttermost. The Old Testament priests, what did they do? They only offer animal sacrifice. But Christ offered his own blood. And also, they don't continue. So they have to be succeeded. They die. They live, then their children have to. But Christ, our high priest, did it once and lives forever. That is how he has greatly done us. So he is perfect and truly suitable to make us God's people. The can I say, Christo, or Sansu Bayaye, a Sophopenny, said there, or to me, I didn't see her, I didn't moja, if she go my born, and I got the Old Testament, Tetanoa, Israel for me now. I saw for no, the Pi Bonnie, or Mode, Abuja, but no Kunu in the Moja before Bonnie. But Christo don't want any moja. No, the Bayane, I got the Tetifor, I saw for no. Omo to mean to answer Africa, Omo will be able to see your money, but Christo dear. Oh, we are not, or didn't who see for mine, or yes, yeah, oh, we have you. Now, for a born boy, you know, it's for a boy, it's your order, and yeah, dear, a big more order. So, being a man, he also had compassion on a human nature. That's one thing of Christ. His compassion on human nature. He could feel what we feel. He knows our sin. He felt tempted. Satan tempted him. He was hungry. So, he knows how weak we are. How we are easily tempted with sin. When you miss my bonnet, I share ma, and miss my bonnet, a tata, and miss my yamre. It's a banning chain of your mobile. Or you'll be on nim dear yakum, on nim dear nipa cumia, de bia ya hawa yakumia, Christian ninia, and to me, a genie if you stand your man. And as God, he was concerned for all things relating to his honor and glory. Now, you man, you're in yan, or any good point, you know, the new yam, and eh. A dear, be money, no, my daddy. No, I don't know if you send the mobile who be daddy, then you pay who said, when you're coupon or immobile who for. So, by all this, he was qualified, it means sent, he perfectly executed his work of redemption for all that he saves forever. What a great mystery! What a great truth that Christ saves and saves forever because he was really suitable and proper to be our Redeemer. So when I come to conclusion, I'll ask friends, this great truth about Jesus Christ is set forth before us today. You know, people are celebrating their Christmas, and this is what they have to know, and this is what they have to think about, what Christ has come to do for us. I mean, his birth, his childhood, what does it picture? That God, the Creator should, I mean, submit himself to such a humble state. But ask each one of you here, is Jesus Christ your Savior? We beside any idea in your Christo, your Wajim Kwana. Said the acting some years after Christo was there, Yentin or by, or your Wajim Kwana. Have you found him to what you say, or your Wajim Kwana? What you say now? Because I would say, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Has he saved you from your sin? Are you also one of those that he came to save? Unless he saves you from your sin, you can't be a part of it. You can't, yes, you can. In this world, you can claim to be a Christian. Nobody will catch you. But one day, you'll be exposed. Either in this world or the world to come. He was accused for saving sinners. Yet, that was his very work he came to do. That's one thing. You know, in Luke chapter 15, verse 1. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And this accusation was true of Christ. They were saying something which was true, and yet they thought they were accusing him. Well, they thought otherwise. But you know, Christ has such perfect holiness that when sinners are around him, they are changed to his own image. You and I, when we are sinners around us, we are easily drawn to them, and almost they infect us. But Christ's righteousness and holiness, those sinners that comes around him, they are able to change by him. He was God. So this book didn't know that Christ is able to change sinners. That is why he was a friend of sinners. And after all, he said, I came not to seek the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So Christ was a friend of sinners. It's true of him. All of us are sinners. But the Pharisees and the scribes, some will not believe him as their savior. Some think they are not as bad as others. After all, I'm not that bad. They are somehow better before God. They weigh themselves in their own balances and stand before God as perfect. No. If I be brave, he said, oh, So you will not be able to bring your imperfect work before God. It will not profit you before the most holy God at the day of judgment. When your name is called out and you come and stand before him, no, whatever you have done cannot stand. God is looking for the righteousness which is in his son. What are you using yours for? It's like you are entering a place, there's a card. They've given a special card to people. And you say, no, for me, I can make my card of gold. So I'm going to make mine of gold. I don't like the paper and the rubber, plastic cards. Take your gold there if they will accept it. They will not. They will say they want plastic card which they have manufactured for you. But you say, no, I'll take my gold. No. As an Oko baby, I say, oh, your mom will be a rubber card and as a paper card. That's what we did. We did Muska and we did Munimiansa. We have gold and a silver card. I'm there. Who do I enjoy? Sasuna, the crystal. One back crystal. I'm a honey. I'm a young 10 here. That's the wild or train. If I could do me anymore, I was a train and I want a toasting. But as a female so called Mumuyeni, one Samfata, called a January. I should die. All trust for salvation, if it is not in Christ alone, shall never stand the day of judgment. When we shall all stand before the God of all, the judge of all the earth, we are told in Acts 17:31, it says that in the which he will judge the world in righteousness, by that man whom he has ordained Christ, he has set him forth, and that by his righteousness, God will judge the world. That is what he's going to do. He's going to judge the world by the righteousness of Christ. Are you having that righteousness? Do you have it? Or you claim to be a Christian? No. Until you have it, you are none of his. Friends, to be justified the day of judgment is to have the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and to have his righteousness is to believe on him now, and to give up yourself to him, to call on him, and to give up yourself. So, but we get Christ to train, you know, Sarada, Temuda Bebano, Yamienim, no, Obejiwa Timu, now what Christ to train, so the Washan, Atoneso. Know that it is for your sins that he came to take on him human flesh, to be hated, maltreated, and suffer shameful death on the cross, so that he could give his body as a ransom for your soul's freedom, and his own blood, precious blood, for the forgiveness of your sin. Say, or then the body nipe jesi, or see, I'm born attend him, no, he ni moja, I assume, born in gun, I am born in tia. So, will you repent and come to him? He himself said that he that cometh to me, I will no wise cast him off. Near Obama in China, being poor non train, being to an train. It doesn't matter who you are. Remember, people like Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. Christ saved Levi. Matthew was a publican taking customs. I mean, and there were many people. Paul was killing people, chasing Christians to kill them. They were all saved. So you and I, we are not beyond salvation. Only give your heart. Come in repentance. Come to him and call upon the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For his death on the cross of Calvary was for those who have sinned, for those who know their sin and want deliverance from their own sinfulness. And that he came and died to save those that come to him. Let's pray.